This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, friends. Scott Hennon live and on location. We are in Bismarck today. Greater North Dakota Chamber's Policy Summit is happening. Got a big lineup here, and that includes Governor Doug Burgum, who will join us at the bottom of this hour. Preview his talk here about the future, the vision, where he'd like to see North Dakota go, how we get there. He's going to take some questions from the audience here today, and of course from you as well. So look forward to that conversation coming up here in a little bit. Play an interview we did yesterday with Senator John Hoeven for you. I'm a big John Hoeven fan. I don't think you can follow North Dakota politics and look at the resume and the record of John Hoeven and not say there's someone that's accomplished a whole lot as, you know, governor and ultimately now a senator. And he's a task-oriented kind of guy. I mean, in other words, he's just going to keep plugging away, keep plugging away, keep plugging away to get an agenda through. But he's an establishment Republican. There's no question about that. He is. Donald Trump is not establishment Republican. So there's naturally going to be a clash there. That clash is part of what's going on right now. And, you know, we played a clip of Senator Hoeven from, I think it was KVR television that interviewed him, related to after the weekend. Had President Trump done enough on the issue of calling out neo-Nazis and white supremacists and all these radical groups? And he said that he had not, and he needed to do more. And then after the press conference, he kind of said the same thing, got to very clearly say this. He's just very disciplined in his message. So how he does it is just very different than how Donald Trump does it. Just is how it is. So the question that I wanted to ask him was, besides the technology conference yesterday, which was big news and a lot of great things coming. You can't go to an event like that and not see the seeds taking, you know, rising out of the ground. The fruits of the labor of so many, when you see the ecosystem that technology is blossoming into to become not quite a third leg in the stool yet, but certainly a solid, solid start on a third leg of the stool when you say ag is one leg and energy is the other. And technology is growing, and so there's good work there. We also talked about the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the visit of the commander yesterday, and the good work both, by the way, the Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base are doing. He didn't use these terms, but they're all but locked and loaded. On North Korea, on all these threats, I mean, we have the ICBMs that are managed from the Minot Air Force Base. You have, he told us, Global Hawk assets, Grand Forks Air Force Base assets, watching every move in North Korea. Well, folks, that's our neighbors. So that was part of the conversation. Then the other conversation was, okay, does Trump still need to do more? Yes. He's got to be very clear. He's got to say ABC. Okay, our audience, Senator, which I would say be a big chunk of his base, they see you doing that and doing harm to the Trump agenda, just adding your voice to the critics on the left. So, you know, why is it that important that you think you need to do it when, you know, and all I was doing is trying to take your concerns to him. Anyway, I had to ask several times, and he finally just walked away from the interview. He didn't want it anymore. And, you know, I like I say, it's a small deal, not a big deal. I don't want to make a lot out of it. It just, you know, it, I think, is emblematic of the fact that you have establishment Republicans, and you have a president who's head of the party that was failing in many respects for most of the Obama era, and someone that says, now I'm going to lead it. Here's a going. It's messy. It's just messy. Now, I hope, and I'm far from perfect, so feel free to point out areas where, you know, I could do things differently. I hope we can just have a civil conversation about all this. I shared a Facebook post of Mark Zuckerberg last night from Facebook, and, Mark Zuckerberg is a loony liberal. Now, am I being hateful, by the way, Todd, when I say loony liberal? I don't want to be hypocritical, but I'm saying, you know, we could all do what we do better. But put it this way, his politics are well known, you know, global warming, the whole thing. But you got to give Mark Zuckerberg credit for his brain and what he's created in the platform that is Facebook and the dialogue it has. So I pay attention to what he says. I think it's interesting. And he shared some things yesterday, and I put them on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. And I said, I agree with this. And one of them was, we don't need to say neo-Nazism is bad, evil, awful. We don't need to say white supremacy is bad, evil, awful, ungodly, whatever you want to throw at it, right? It's obvious. And I'm like, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. It is obvious. So why have we sucked down all this oxygen over Trump said this, but he didn't say this, and then he said that, but then now he said this, so that cancels that out. I mean, is this a third-grade sandbox? Are you kidding me? So I don't know how, but I'd love to find a way, a North Dakota way, to bring some civilization to the dialogue that we have about politics. And to the extent that I have contributed to it, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I don't think I get on the air and hate anyone. I've told you I don't have 1 ounce of hate in my heart. Now, I can just say that. How do you know? You can't look in there. I don't. And I think, there's plenty of biblical examples of very wise teaching on how, you know, love conquers all. And if you claim to be a follower, a believer, you can't separate your love of God from your love of others. And that means the people you really, really don't like. That's probably the hardest lesson in the whole Bible. We don't have to make this religious, spiritual, biblical in any way. It's just treat people like you'd like to be treated. Just go back to the golden rule. Now, having said that, I will again say this idea that it has to center around race and race relations, I don't believe is accurate. Because I say the following about this whole debate right now about neo-Nazis and white supremacy and everything else. You know what? We can all agree it's awful, it's evil, it's hate, right? Thankfully, what percentage of the American public do you think makes up that kind of viewpoint? What level of people do you think have hate in their heart like that? Folks, I'm telling you, it's less than 1%. And studies have proven this. Now, go on Facebook tonight. Go on Instagram. Go on Twitter. Watch cable news. How much hate is there? And what percentage of the public is represented there? A lot more. So I'm just saying we got plenty of areas. Let's take the low-hanging fruit and start working on this. And as best as you can ask politicians to sort of step back from the political wins and losses a little bit and just look at the bigger picture of, hey, this is neighbors of mine. This is friends and family. This is people I work with. And just, you know, stop all the political one-upsmanship. I have no doubt that, you know, Senator Hoeven and several members of the Senate, as well as members of the House, got a set of talking points, and the talking points were, say this and nothing else. They see Trump getting in trouble by answering questions, and they're not going to do it. Okay. But show me a little of your heart. Because I know it's there. And I think that's what people are waiting for. It's tired of the canned stuff. You know? So, that having been said, I understand that Senator Hoeven has lost something, someone rather near and dear to him, his stepmother, and our thoughts and prayers are with Senator Hoeven. I have no doubt that stressful time probably leads to, okay, I got to go here, I got to go there, I got to do an interview, and you just get a little stressed. So, you know, it's really our conversation sort of unimportant. But I want to have the conversation related to that more from the standpoint, I have the best job on the planet Earth. I get to get behind this microphone and take call after call after call, and see tweet after tweet after tweet, and email after email after email, that is a significant representation of the North Dakota public. That conversation is what fuels me. I know where you're at. I know what you're thinking. And obviously there's all kinds of variances on the opinion. There's some folks on one side, some on the other. But the beauty of doing this show is my gut informs me through my ears on where you're at. It really does. And it's so fun. It really is. It's a snapshot into what people think in a great part of the world that I'm blessed to call home. And so, you know, I feel as though I have a responsibility to you when I pick up where you're going, what you're thinking, to use those. I thought the example yesterday, how about the gentleman from Williston that called? A Marine that wanted to remind us all that the consequences of Iran getting billions of dollars in the Iran deal that Senator Heitkamp voted for was his friends being killed and murdered at the hands of the Iranians funding IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan and Lebanon and the Marine base responsible for that as well. And his point was, why reward them? Why not reward the family members of people who lost loved ones as a result? I wouldn't have, you could have given me $1 million to repeat that sentiment, and I couldn't have done it as well as he did. It was incredible. That's why we love you. You got my thoughts, I welcome yours. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're live at the North Dakota Chamber, Greater North Dakota Chamber, Policy Summit. Talk to Andy Peterson, too, coming up in a little bit.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, low lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost to business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening. And join us again soon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
I'm in Bismarck today, and that means I get to fill up in the shadow of the Capitol. I always love standing there filling up at that pump and gazing up at the state Capitol. It's kind of nice. You look over now, and there's the other tower. First International Bank and Trust Tower is right across from there. So it's kind of a busy corner. It's fun to do that. Then I go in and get my popcorn. And I might get some Hershey's Reese's king-size candy bars, too, this time. 99 cents each. Firewood's a buck off. NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses are $2 off. Assorted fidget spinners, $5.99 to $7.99. Todd, they're back on sale. Did you want me to pick you up some more fidget spinners? Todd's like the fidget spinner king of iHeartMedia.
Well, actually, it was my wife that, I think, hoarded, like, plenty of them for the other day.
We had fun at the fair.
Those guys had a whole table of them, like three high, all spinning. That was just fantastic.
And the best cookies on planet Earth.
Oh.
That's right. Best cookies on planet Earth. Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 21 past the hour, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And by the way, I just got a text from someone related to something I mentioned a moment ago, related to a family member of Senator Hovind's that had passed away. And the person is a friend of a friend that evidently is in a similar facility or something. I forget all the different connections there. But basically said near death. So I'm not sure if it's just a trying time. So the thoughts and prayers remain the same. Just wanted you to know for sure. Texter says, Scott, I follow the tweets from the Pope. If you want to see hate, read what's tweeted to the Pope every day. It's despicable, disgusting, and disheartening. Some of it is pure filth. Yeah, I have some problems with the Pope myself as a faithful Catholic. Because I'm not sure that it says anywhere that a political agenda on global warming is something that should be top on his list. Meanwhile, we wait for clarity on something as important as, you know, the Eucharist to formerly married Catholics, which is really something that, you know, is very, very important to the sacrament of the Eucharist, the sacrament of marriage, and everything that the Church stands for. So, but I don't hate him. I don't ever tweet anything back. I don't ever, you know, I mean, ooh. But you're right. There's a lot of that out there. Another texter, a colorless condemnation of hate is not invalid. The mainstream media is too caught up in their own hate to understand. It went over their heads. What's with the rain? Says another texter. Seems like after you have the cloud seeding guy on, talk about how he sees clouds all over the world, it doesn't stop raining. Steadily raining ever since. Maybe there's something in the cloud seeding working against us. Oh, I don't know. I don't think the two are related. I think it's a higher power that decides when it's raining. But anyway, appreciate the comments and welcome more at 800-228-0550. Let's see here. Gary in Hillsboro, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Scott.
How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good. Say, talking about Hovind here. It seems like him and Heitkamp both, the longer they're in D.C., the more they seem to represent the swamp instead of North Dakota. It wasn't that long ago that Mr. Hovind sponsored an amnesty bill for illegal immigration. And
but let me stop you there. Let me stop you just on that one point. You're right. He was going down a path with McCain that I think had a lot of us uncomfortable on immigration. But there was a hue and cry among other places from this show. And ultimately he listened. So I think you give him credit there. You know, I mean, in other words, if you're comparing John Hovind and Heidi Heitkamp and saying, okay, who goes to work every day voting for, whose record demonstrates that they understand where North Dakotans are and what they want, that's apples and oranges, Hovind versus Heitkamp. That's not even close. So, go ahead, Gary.
Go ahead. Well, I understand, but I mean, you know, at one point, that's kind of where he was, you know, so that, and yeah, he did venture away from that, and I think it was due to, you know, like, say, pressure from the constituents here in North Dakota, and I feel the same way about Heitkamp, is that she don't represent North Dakota's beliefs either. I mean, North Dakota strongly supported Trump, and that's where we are at. And I feel the same way with Hovind, is that he doesn't really have Trump's back. And I think, I didn't hear Hovind come out against Bernie Sanders saying that he didn't say enough about the shooter that shot those Republicans down there at that baseball game.
Well, now you're speaking for a lot of North Dakotans. Now you are. And I don't think you could probably find five senators in Washington, D.C. that want to touch this on behalf of President Trump.
They didn't come out and say Bernie didn't say enough about that guy.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, we could talk about President Obama presiding over some horrific attacks, assassinations of our law enforcement officers. You know,
I didn't see a statement.
I didn't see people saying, no, you didn't say it clear enough. No, you need to say it a little more. So it's a double standard. My only point, Gary, to the earlier commentary is it always will be a double standard.
No.
And we will waste so much energy saying there's a double standard. And why didn't you do this? And why didn't you that? We just got to find a different way to combat it. I just feel like I'm in, you know, Groundhog the movie. Because every time one of these comes up, there's a double standard that comes up, and we're not necessarily approaching it the right way. But I appreciate your passion. Now, you're speaking for a lot of our listeners, a lot of North Dakotans. Thanks. Mark at Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Scott.
Hi there. Good morning to you.
Hey, I just wanted to call and remind folks that there's a concert coming up at the Civic Center here in September. Bonnie Raitt is in town, and I just want to remind folks that she was part of a group that put on a fundraiser for the Dapple protesters last year. And I'm not going to tell you to go or not go, but I will say she's not getting any of my money.
Is that right? Wow. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that.
Yep.
And I will dig in a little more on that protest, or rather that fundraiser. And make sure people are aware of that as well and continue that. So appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. When's the concert?
September 5th.
Got it. Coming up here shortly. Thanks. Some news we haven't mentioned this morning that is breaking. President Trump this morning is tweeting related to the statue removal debate. And he said in a series of tweets, "Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments. You can't change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next? Washington, Jefferson? So foolish. Also, the beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed and never able to be replaced comparably." So that, of course, is creating a little bit of a media firestorm, as you might expect, that he is defending Confederate statues and calling them beautiful. So this debate's not going anywhere. It definitely is not. I happen to agree with the president that the idea of sort of removing history makes everything better is wasted energy. I just think it's really crazy.
It's like burning books. What does it solve?
We had the same debate in Fargo over the Ten Commandments monument. It wasted so much energy. You have all these rallies and debates and people on both sides. There's historical significance to it. There's all kinds of things, but it just is where people want to go. Anyway, take a short break. We'll get a great chance to chat with Governor Doug Burgum when we come back. Preview his address to the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. Tonight I get the great honor of emceeing the North Dakota Peace Officers Association gathering in Bismarck. Really looking forward to that. And then tomorrow I'm going to clear my head at Medora. I can't even wait. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with splash super pools from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the splash super pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like, because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a hot spring spas and pool tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Bismarck today at the RAMCOTA, Greater North Dakota Chamber, the spot where the policy summit is taking place, tackling lots of topics. The keynote speaker coming up right after the lunch hour will be the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. We're going to chat with him in just a moment. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. Killdeer and Williston locations are waiting right now for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants. Up to $32 an hour, full health benefits for you and your family, life insurance, paid time off, 401k, the works. Call Maria. She'll get you a quick interview. 612-214-8781. I always encourage family members that want, you know, loved ones back here. If you're tired of traveling to see your grandkids and, you know, you got a son or daughter that's a certified welder, $32 an hour. It's not chump change. Same with diesel mechanics. It's in a great company. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria.
That's more than we pay Scott.
Yeah, they're exactly. It's about three times what you pay me. Governor Doug Burgum is here. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. And thank you for getting out of the studio like you do so often, getting around the state, being here with the people, being here at the GNDC Summit today. It's fantastic that you're out here and so in touch with everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I love just every day being on the radio talking to people. It's just great. You know, as you know from the campaign and your time as governor, North Dakotans are the best thing about North Dakota.
Absolutely, and I've had a chance this summer to get out a lot around the state and visit with people face-to-face, and like I say, nothing better than that.
I see you have a couple more drought sessions coming up, listening sessions.
We do, and we've had some great ones so far, but, you know, and the good news is there has been some rain, but drought monitor's out again now, and, you know, and a lot of people that, I mean, the farmers and ranchers understand this, but if you've gone through 6 months of drought and you get an inch of rain, it doesn't mean the drought's over. And so we have some places where we've gotten some good soaks, and you know that's helping the row crops, maybe helping green up some pastures for this fall. But it's we're still a lot of people are still really hurting out there, and you know we could use some more rain, and we got to keep trying to chip away at every problem we can to make sure we can either get cattle to feed or feed to the cattle and make sure we get the water sources out there. And so that's why we keep working on, relief on transportation, support on hay hauling, all the executive orders, everything we're doing. But these meetings we're having with the ranchers, every time we go out there, we find out about another piece of red tape here or there that they're up against, whether it's the federal government or where it might be. And that learning from them and going back and trying to help chip away some of the things that are holding back their ability to deal with the drought. It's been really useful.
Yeah, I applaud you for doing this. It's great. I mean, in those listening sessions, right? And talking to people and talk to agency officials and find out what's going on. So it's great conversations. Stanley's the next one, Monday 5 to 8, and then Beach 5 to 8 Mountain Time on Thursday. So it's two happening next week. So I want to talk a little bit about your talk today and preview that for folks a little bit as well, for those that won't be able to be part of the policy summit. If your time as governor is done and you're off to, you know, greener pastures and Catherine actually enjoying life a little bit rather than working like a crazy man like you do, what will be the measure of success? What is that big thing that you're going to say would be your signature on your time as governor?
Well, Scott, I think it goes back to really what we ran on last year, which is, if you know, we're a state with amazing resources, the natural resources we have for energy and agriculture, unbelievable compared to virtually any other state and really the whole world. We're blessed, you know, to be living in a great place like North Dakota. But if all we do is produce, you know, raw commodities, raw materials, whether it's, you know, an ag product or oil or gas, and then ship it out of the state, if that's all we do and we don't add value on the way out, we're always going to be, slaves to the, commodity prices, which we can't control. We're going to be dependent on that. And so we have to figure out a way to diversify the economy by adding value, you know, value-added energy, value-added agriculture. There's a lot of great examples of people working hard doing it, but we need to do lots more of that. And then we also have to look at industries that aren't dependent on external commodity prices, like just pure business technology, the stuff we're doing in UAS, UAV. You know, these are things that are, you know, new emerging industries that we can participate and compete with on a global level that aren't dependent on those commodity prices. In some cases, they help each other out. I mean, the UAV stuff's got direct applications for both ag and energy. So I get excited about when I hear about what North Dakotans are doing and how we can diversify the economy. And right now, so that's maybe number one. Number two is we're in a chronic workforce situation, and we're not alone. I mean, we like to brag about our low unemployment, but when you talk about low unemployment, that means we got close to 15,000 jobs that aren't filled. And if they were filled, that'd be like the size of Jamestown. That'd be like adding a Jamestown, North Dakota. You can talk about economic development. I mean, add a whole other city, you know, and their spouses and the services that support them. We could do that today if we had the workforce. I mean, private sector doesn't post jobs unless when that person is hired, they actually make more money, not less money. That's why private sector post jobs. And when every day we can't fill those $15,000 is lost economic opportunity for North Dakota. So workforce development, and we're competing against the whole world, every other state in the whole world, to attract 21st century talent. That's what we're competing against. And if we're going to win that competition, then we've got to build vibrant, healthy communities that those workers want to live in.
All right, so the first two tenets that you mentioned, one on just the innovation and diversifying the economy, the second being the five-alarm fire of getting the workforce we need to be able to do all that, every state in the union is in the same boat. Right. I mean, and all are having that same conversation, that same discussion. So how do we bust through and do it differently?
Well, I think one of the things that we, you know, have always done well, and we've been fortunate when we've had, the leadership we've had in the executive branch and the legislature the last 24 years. We're a state that is business friendly for sure. I mean, we're a state that is really attractive to people. Wanting to come here, start businesses and grow businesses here, but we have to be on the lookout in terms of competition. I mean, when the Bakken was booming, it was the best place in the world. We were really helping invent the whole shale oil play. Well, today there are other shale oil plays that have lower cost. You think of cost in three layers. There's the cost below the ground. There's the cost on top of the ground, the infrastructure piece, and then there's the cost, I'll call it up in the clouds, which is the government taxation piece. But you start below the ground. I mean, we're drilling at 10,000 feet. There's shale oil plays where they get to drill at 6,500 feet. So right off the bat, somebody's geology, and you get to save a third of your vertical drilling cost just because the shale's closer to the ground. Then when you get on top of the ground, those shale oil plays may be closer to existing refineries, and there's existing pipeline infrastructure.
And more people to do
so
the job.
Yeah, closer to the markets and doing whatever. So we've got some cost disadvantages, so we have to be, again, we can't just sit around and wait for oil prices to come back up, because with the amount of production that's coming online in the world, I mean, we have to figure out a way to get competitive at today's prices, not wait for higher prices.
So how do we do that?
Well, it's private sector. I mean, the innovation that's going on. I mean, And you look at the, you know, strong activity happening in North Dakota today, that's because these private sector companies have figured out a way to lower their break-even point. You know, they're drilling wells faster, they're drilling them more accurately, they're getting more oil, you know, out of each well, and we have to continue to work with them in partnership. And this is like some of the stuff that's happening up at UND at the EERC, the, you know, Energy and Environmental Research Center. Because if we can take, you know, carbon from our coal processes, use that for enhanced oil production, you know, everybody wins. You know, coal industry wins, and the oil and gas industry wins. There's things like that, but that we have to keep pushing the technology frontiers, because that's the only way we're going to lower our break-even points, is if we keep applying technology.
I forget who, but it was some version of this from both Northrop Grumman and General Atomics. When I pressed the, you know, top level officials from both companies on, okay, there's test flights, you know, FAA test areas, you know, 7 or 8 different places around the country. Why North Dakota? What's going on here? And, you know, these are big time companies. Mm-hmm. Now Harris is looking to come, and I think folks know that, but I mean, when you talk General Atomics and Northrop Grumman, you're talking about, you know, upper 1% of mega companies, big defense contractors. These are big players. And General Atomics next week going to, you know, do the groundbreaking, or not groundbreaking, the unveiling of their grand opening of their new facility there. Northrop Grumman already has one. Both of them said a version of this. Your political leaders are unlike any we see anywhere else. I mean, they whatever our problem is, they are on the job to take it on. So, you know, that attracts that industry, and certainly that's, you know, going to be an exciting one to watch emerge. How do you replicate that? Because, I mean, you can't have 100 of you and 100 of, you know, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer, you know, whatever. So how do you do what you're wanting to do in those two areas, knowing that's certainly an edge for us, but do more of it?
Well, I think the, I don't know about the can't replicate, but one thing we do is we do have a lot of people that work with Brent Sanford and I that understand, you know, the mission of the state of North Dakota is we're trying to create an environment that attracts talent and attracts capital. That's what we have to do, because you talk about General Dynamics and Northrop Grumman, General Atomic, Harris, you know, these kinds of companies. People sit in those boardrooms and they make decisions about where we're going to apply our resources around the world. It's not just like which state we're going to. It's around the world. And they're going to put their capital, and they're going to put their financial capital and their human capital. They're going to put it in the place where they get the highest return. And part of the highest return is the places with the, you know, the most supportive and the least red tape and the people that help them achieve their objectives. So we are, you know, we're competing, and we need to make sure that we've got every agency head, every leader in the state of North Dakota understands that how those decisions are made. I've been in those boardrooms. I know how capital gets deployed. When Microsoft says they're going to add 200 more jobs in the Fargo campus, that's a huge win, because it's not Fargo versus Redmond. It's, you know, it's 200 jobs in Fargo versus the whole world, because Microsoft operates in every country in the world. And so that's the kind of wins. When we're getting those kinds of wins, then we know we're doing stuff right.
And I think you or Don Morton at one point told me that one of the reasons that happened was because Fargo had one of the lowest cost per transaction anywhere in the whole Microsoft ecosystem, right? So
yep.
And I said, well, how does that happen? Good people.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, good work ethic.
No, it's still happening. And we had part of our team, Jody Uecker, the chief operating officer for North Dakota, was visiting there yesterday, and they have I think they have 22 employees managing $11 billion of transactions in this Fargo processing plant at the lowest cost per transaction. They're doing all the payroll, accounts payable for North and South America for Microsoft with 22 people in Fargo. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the productivity that those people have, and you know, they're not going to move that operation someplace else when they've got the lowest cost, highest quality operation that they can find right here. But that's a credit to the people in North Dakota.
No, and it's that's a feather in our hat without question. That is one that I think you can take to the boardrooms, as you say, of these major companies to say, look what's happening there, look what's happening in these other places, to do what you're trying to accomplish. Short break here. Back with more of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. I've had his address today, the keynote address to the policy summit of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Live in Bismarck today. We'll continue after this on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
It's a big month at Inner Office Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at Inner Office. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at NeoCon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Aerons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk in Credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to Inner Office Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long, and don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, InnerOfficeFargo.com, or call 232-3013.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's on your mind? Live at the Ramcota, Governor Doug Burgum with us ahead of his address later this afternoon in front of the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. Text question that I'm sure will not surprise you from a listener saying, could you ask our governor what he thinks about President Trump shutting down those CEO councils? What do you think? I was really disappointed.
Well, I think, you know, whether the council's there or not, I mean, that's the White House decision. But I think one of the things that we've seen in this administration here in North Dakota is a lot of interest in hearing what's going on in the states and hearing, you know, hearing from the people. When Lieutenant Governor and I were invited to come to the White House for Infrastructure Day, we weren't part of a council, but they, you know, called up and said, come on down. We're trying to figure out a way to to rebuild America's infrastructure, whether it's, you know, roads or telecommunications or broadband. And, you know, they had tribal chiefs, they had county commissioners, they had small town mayors, they had governors, about 40 people there. And who'd you have? You had five or six cabinet heads that were there, every from Sonny Perdue in agriculture to Elaine Chao in transportation, which includes the FAA, which includes the stuff we do in UAS, Zinke from Interior. These guys are all there, and they're not just there to check a box. They're there with their notepads, taking notes and listening. And I've talked to, I have had a chance to meet all of the other 34 Republican governors, and every one of them can tell a similar story about how they've been, in the last 8 years, they never got invited to the White House, and now they might have been there one or two times with people listening. So I don't think the issue at all is engagement. I think we've got an administration that wants to push power back to the states, and they've got cabinet heads that want to listen to people. So I think whether there's an official council or not, I think this is a bunch of cabinet heads. Administration is going to keep listening to business and industry. This is a pro energy, pro agriculture, pro business administration.
Yeah, and then of course there was a lot of social media bullying of those companies, and so it becomes sort of a political issue. Whereas you say the conversation can still go on; they can still be invited to things, everything else, without being an official council, be part of it. It does seem though that pick your controversy. This week's been because of Charlottesville and how things were said and what was said. Before that's Russia. There'll always be something that'll have everybody saying, see how awful, terrible, horrible he is. But a big part of that, in my belief, is the swamp that says we don't want his agenda implemented. We don't want him giving more power to Doug Burgum and governors, because we know better in Washington, D.C. We're bureaucrats. We know better. We don't want that. We want to keep all the power here. Do you agree with that?
Well, clearly there's a resistance. When you've had a ship that's been a big ship, called federal bureaucracy, that's been moving towards more and more centralized power, more centralized decision-making, and even decision-making happening at the bureaucrats in the agency level as opposed to happening at the, elected official congressional level, that there's an enormous momentum in that direction. And whether you talk to Secretary Zinke, and I think he's got, 77,000 employees? He only gets to appoint 100, or 105 is what he gets to appoint to try to turn a 77,000-person ship. And when I spoke to him in July, he had a grand total of zero people that had been cleared for appointments. When you talk to when Scott Pruitt was here last week, he's got, 15,000-person EPA agency. He gets to appoint 80 people at the top to help drive his agenda. 40 of them had been approved, so he's trying to turn a 15,000-person ship, right now with, 40 new leaders and 40 open positions. And so this is going to take time, and I think there is certainly active resistance because people don't agree on the agenda. I agree strongly that at a time when you've got rapid technological change, then you need to be intentional about how you set up your organizational structure and decision making, and when things are changing rapidly, you better decentralize decision making out as close to the customers as you can, and that means moving decisions out of the federal government back to the state, and stuff like we passed with the legislature on the innovation bill this last spring, pushing stuff from the state out to the local school board so that local school districts can decide what level of innovation they want to bring in. I mean, when things are changing rapidly, you've got to create platforms for innovation. And by having local, when we have local innovation opportunities at the school district, guess what? 2 years from now, not all the school districts will be doing the same thing. Some will be further ahead than the others.
Is that
a good thing? I think it's a great thing, because then we'll be able to look at those examples, and where the empowered change agents that are out on the front line will become the lights that we can follow to try to figure out how to get stuff done better in the future.
Is that happening at the pace you think is able to have you accomplish everything you've just talked about today? I mean, are you frustrated that it doesn't happen fast enough coming out of the business world into the government world, or is it going about as you expected?
Well, I think we're in North Dakota. I think, again, we're a small state. We are more nimble. We don't have some of the problems. I talked to some of these other governors, and every time I come back from talking to another governor, I'm like, we are lucky here in North Dakota, because we got problems, but our problems are small compared to some other people's problems. So we can continue to, move more quickly. But it is a, I think, again, what you know, what's happened here. I mean, you take a look at the, you know, the Clean Power Plan. You take a look at the waters of the USA. I mean, you know, there's, you know, there, the ship is starting to turn, and that's a positive for North Dakota because, you know, if we have empowered states and local decision-making, that's what we need to compete in the world.
Thanks for the time today. Appreciate getting the little preview of the address. Look forward to hearing it in its entirety coming up here in a little bit, and always appreciate your willingness to come chat with yours truly and our listeners.
Yeah, happy to do it, Scott. Thank you.
Good to see you. Governor Doug Burgum, our guest on What's On Your Mind, still to come. Senator John Hoeven will have that conversation I mentioned earlier related to President Trump's comments and clarity on the situation in Charlottesville, plus Chris Berg, a point of view, and much more. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.